heard about them, it was into them. His mother described how excited he was when a friend came to visit or a friend called. Call up a guy. A guy is gone for 2 days. He should get many calls. A guy comes late from an off Shabbos. What would be wrong that he's noticed? He should get many calls. No one person can watch this. Each guy has to make sure his roommate's not there. Should get a call. How are you? What's going on? To notice the next one. Your roommate's not there for a day, a week. Ben Azmanim. It can't be over the summer that a guy's away and he doesn't get a lot of calls from people. So you have all the whole chevra goes to Sulam, lost camp. Maybe there's a bachur who's not in camp. Call him up. Notice the next one. Pay attention. Pay attention. Really pay attention. Pay attention to ourselves, our inner, and pay attention to the next one's inner. So I ask the guys, make that extra call. It should be an Eloi for Usher, for Usher's neshama. One extra call. Somebody's not here. Somebody is here. Somebody go to a dorm room. You notice the guy. We're all like up and about. And you notice the friend who's not up and about. Go get him. Pull him. Get him involved. Have him a quick one-on-one. Notice the next guy. Pay attention. Pay attention to the next person. And that would be an Eloi. Precious, precious. They're sensitive souls. Neshama. So I say to everybody, let's be mechazin. Make that extra phone call. Make that extra phone call. I have watched Shlomo Feldman for years in yeshiva make that extra phone call. He always, the way he's described. Shlomo's described to me in different guys how much they need it. He sees a dorm room. A guy hasn't moved in a while. Go over. Crack some jokes. Tell him a good line. Tell him a good joke. Look up a good, get by yourself a joke book and read him a good line, a geschmack, a line. You heard something funny in the Beis Medrash. Bessie said a good joke. Go bring it around the dorms. Cheer up the chevra. Cheer up. A guy's in your room, in the room over, in a few rooms over. What would be wrong? You pull over a chair and you chap a long schmooze, catch up on who knows what, watch a ball game together. These things are meaningful and powerful. Certainly a friend's out for a day, a week. Certainly a friend's taking care of stuff to make sure he knows that he's thought about and he's on our mind. I think those ideas of friendship and honesty are the places that certainly Usher would appreciate. I thought they donated a house. A friendship in his honor was like very, very appropriate. It's a house that's meant for friendship. It was such an uplifting gathering yesterday, really uplifting. I was picturing the Waterbury dorm. Just people, friendship. What Shlomo Feldman gives to the dorm is friendship. It's interesting. I thought to myself a little bit badly, I'll be honest. They named that house the Usher Goldman House. I thought we should have named one of the buildings here. The Mystic still has, it's not the name. We never named it yet. Maybe we'll get a name. I don't know. It should be thought about. Imagine one of the names was called the Usher Goldman House. But whether we call it that or not, bring his ruach there. Bring his ruach to each of the houses. Bring such a spirit of noticing the next one, encouraging a good joke, a good smile, good laughter. Bring back a soda from somewhere. Just bring life. Bring chiyus to the next person. That is so valuable and precious. That's... Yeah, anybody who knows Shlomo Kalbach has a story of the Piasesna. I always like this story of the Piasesna. The Piasesna says he met an old yid who was like cleaning the streets, and he said that the Piasesna used to give tish Friday night, and he used to say in the middle of the tish, this is what he quoted from an older man, that the greatest thing in the world you could do is tu yad matoiva, do something nice for another person. It's the greatest zach in the belt, the biggest thing. We can quote the Piasesna, but we can quote Hillel said after the Recha Kamaycha Zeklal Gadol Batayra. When he summed up Torah, Madalecha Sani Lechavrcha Loisavid. You know what it feels. Everybody knows what loneliness is. We all have loneliness. I have loneliness in me, and my guess is you have it in you. We all have a place of loneliness. We all have that place. I don't care how many friends. We all can relate to loneliness. Every human being has that place of loneliness, if he digs deep enough, has that spot of loneliness. So you know what it feels like. So be there for another person. So be there. Zustell, understand. Get in there. Get in there real, not in a pretend way, in a meaningful way, like... Lean into, so hear what they're saying, hear what they're going through, hear what they mean. It's important. I remember when my grandfather was nifter, I was in the Mir Yeshiva and I felt very lonely. It's interesting. When you go through something, If nobody understands, you feel just like you look around, you're just in a different place than everybody else. When people have inner tzaris, the word tsar means pain, it also means narrow. I suspect the narrowness is alone. Like part of that tsar is I'm in such a tight quarter. I'm like, why do I feel narrow? I was in the same place. Because all of a sudden I have a wall built just around me. That's part of pain. I'm in a place only I'm in. It's also, there's nobody else here. There's something about it that's also lonely. I'm the only guy here. A wall gets built with pain. Somebody else understands the pain, like the wall comes down a little bit. It really helps. Somebody else like gets it and feels you and like hears and wants to hear and even can hear. To say there's an expression the guys use, I feel you. I feel you. That's a cool expression. There's a lot to that. I feel you. Like I feel what you say. It's hard. Do we fully, and by the way, often we say, I don't understand. That alone is a tremendous comfort. I care to understand. I'd say, I can't get the full thing. I recently, a close friend of mine, I was told about something they were going through, and I called them up and did not, and tried to understand. They told me, I was so happy you found out about what happened, that you were able to like, to try to understand, to try to feel, to like even attempt to feel. Make an attempt, feel somebody, like get in there. I've watched Avi Bertram for a couple of years now. Really understand, attempt to understand. A guy was describing to me today, Avi's understanding. Yeah, that's true. It's a big thing. Somebody like cares to like stop. And like a guy was describing today, like in a shtickle detail, Avi's understanding. And again, so the attempt, I really care to understand, you matter. That's what we got to do for Usher. That's the story. He was very close to Rabbi Russ, I believe. Is that true, Rabbi Russ? Yeah. What? By Madlinger as well.
Very close, Rabbi.
Yeah, true. His good friend, Avi Newman. Man, you remember Usher, right? Of course. He came on Zoom. He showed us a painting, remember? He was an artist, and he came on Zoom and showed us a painting. That's a true story. Very good, man. Good memory, man. I remember that. Wow, I remember that. Good to see Elio. I was moved all around yesterday, thinking about Usher, honesty, identifying our own inner feelings, not running away, listening, paying attention to the next person's inner feelings, and then seeing the Asulim Mishpacha, Yossi, his Tata Rav Shimon, donating a house for Usher. It was just, I was seeing tzidkus all around. Yossi Asulim, amazing. A guy remembering a friend, making a whole event and not making it about himself. Here he was donating something big. It was not about Yossi Asulin. What humility and kindness, dedicating a place. You know, often people dedicate, you see their name. I just saw Usher Golden's name, a big picture of Usher and the Usher house. I did not see much. Of Yossi's name. I didn't see that. I saw somebody who was really like thoughtfully caring about his friend. When I apologized later, I said, Yossi, I'm sorry, I didn't talk about you enough. He said, it wasn't about me, it was for Usher. And he was like firm. So I just very, very impressed. I asked, he spoke about Usher. I want Yossi to come here one day and speak to the Chevra and share some, whether it's memories there or just his own journey. Very, very special, growing person. So it's a beautiful day all day. To see friendship, to see a friend doing something. Lili Nishmas. It's very, very real. This, Alkol Tzara Shalei Tava, if you know the families, the only comfort in the world, they lost the son. Do you know the only comfort in the world? Nothing else. I've seen this. The only comfort is people remembering and doing something. Le'ilu Nishmasai. It's a comfort because it's true. Usher's in a place called Olam Haba. There's a place. You can't get schar there. People remember a house was dedicated because it was remembered he's a person of friendship. Usher's in Shemayim getting schar. He left the Roshim, his impact. He's actually doing, he's alive. They feel it. Parents get a comfort. It's real. I went this year and I spoke somewhere for a friend who was Nifter 30 years ago, a camp friend. And they still make every year a Yahrzeit gathering. It's a huge comfort because it's true. One guy here will make one call or make one joke to a guy in the dorm, and Usher, because of Usher's memory of somebody who was a loyal friend, who cared about friendship, who was craving friendship, and you like are inspired and you make a joke to somebody, so he gets schar. His memory left the reishim on this world. He's alive. Tzadikim misas and kruyim chayim. A person's impact made a reishim. It's pashut. It's real stuff. It's real, real, real stuff. It's a tremendous source for the departed. And you see that that comforts families. That's the only comfort. That's the real comfort, the only comfort. It's a deep truth, and that's what we see. So I did want to share that with you guys. I'd like to share something. On Thursday, Friday, we did not get to be together Thursday night. Most of us, some of us were together. On Thursday night, Friday, Shabbos Kodesh, Leil Shabbos and Yom Shabbos Kodesh, was Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. Now, Shulchan Aruch is divided. Shulchan Aruch is divided into four parts. I'd like the guys to memorize these parts. It's very important to me. Say the word Ar HaChayim. Now, the first part of Shulchan Aruch is about day-to-day living. The first part is about day-to-day living. If you see a Mishnah Berurah, when you see a Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah only wrote the Chafetz Chaim on that part of Shulchan Aruch. He wrote, could you please... Yeah. No.
I will get it.
Just
get
one volume, Rebezi. Thank you.
What?
Day-to-day living, laws of day-to-day living. Shulchan Aruch. Thank you, guys. I just want the guys to see it. So, Shulchan Aruch is divided. Thank you, Avazi. Shulchan Aruch is divided into four parts. It qualifies all halach into four parts. And one part is Oirach Chaim. Oirach Chaim, the Oirach means the way of life. Oirach Chaim is one of the four parts of Shulchan Aruch. And that part deals with day-to-day living. Prayer is in there. Laws of Shabbos is in there. Laws of brachos, including benching, is in there. Netilas yadayim. If you want to know the laws of day in, day out living, Oirach Chaim, Shulchan Aruch. Oirach Chaim is one-fourth of Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, only wrote on that fourth of Shulchan Aruch. So that's one-fourth of Shulchan Aruch. Oirach Chaim is the way day-to-day living. That's a fourth. Another fourth is Yardaya.
Yairadeya. Sorry, I thought I was supposed to say.
Oh, no. Another friend, you could say it though.
Yairadeya.
Good. Yairadeya. Yairadeya deals with Isser Veheter. It deals with like Macholos as Basar Bechalov, Hilchas Nida, a lot of laws of Isser Veheter. What's Asr, what's Mutter, like Basar Bechalov, different foods you're allowed to eat, not allowed to eat. Ribbis, the laws of Ribbis. That's all in the volume of Yaradeya. Then there's the volume of Evan Azar. That's all. What do you say?
No one's
say it over.
Evan Azar is all
about marriage. Is marriage, divorce, Gittin, Kedushin, and Ksubis? Is that third? Is all about marriage and divorce. And then a fourth is Chayshin Mishpat, is all money laws. So it's divided into four parts. Chayshin Mishpat, Evin Ezer, Yardeya, and Archaim. Four parts. Archaim is day-to-day living. All the day-to-day living. Yardeya is Isser Veheter. Chayshin Mishpat is all money laws. Evin Ezer is all marriage laws. Four parts to Shulchan Aruch. The part on day-to-day living is called Oirach Chaim. That's what it's called. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wrote on. Who made these four? Who divided all of Torah into these four parts? The Rosh's son, the Tor. The Torah divided it. He wrote a sefer called Torah, neatly dividing all of Shas into these four categories. That's what the Torah did. Rav Yosef Cairo, who wrote a sefer on the Torah, then wrote a Shulchan Aruch and went with that division of the Torah. So there's something called Eirach Chaim, which deals with day-to-day life. Eirach Chaim starts and it goes from the beginning to end. It ends with the last halacha in Eirach Chaim. The final halacha in Eirach Chaim, the last halacha is when should Purim be celebrated? If there are two Adars, like we have this year, you have an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, when should Purim be celebrated? It's machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Amar, says do it in the first Adar because ain't mavir nala mitzvah, don't pass by mitzvah. We showed on the mezuzah that it goes to the beginning of the door because it should be right away, don't pass by a mitzvah. So one man, the Amar, says it should be Adar Rishon. The other man, the Amar, says it should be Adar Sheni Saimich Gulut Gula. Since Pesach Nisan is a man of Gulus, put it second Adar right near that Gulus. I'm going to explain that later. Right near that Gula. How do we paskin?
Second Adar.
Second Adar. Says the end of Eirach Chaim, the last halacha in the entire book, is make a party the first Adar. Also, Thursday night we had a beautiful party. And it says make a party because Toiv Lev, a good-hearted person, Mishta Talmud, always parties. Just party. And that's how Shulchan Aruch ends. If you're a shallow person, knock it off. And if you're not a shallow person, I'm proud of you. You ask yourself, why does Shulchan Aruch end? Archaim, day-to-day life, the last halacha is good people party. Toiv Lev, a good-hearted person, Mishta Talmud. Now, if you're a sophisticated person, which the chevra here is, they understand what's going on here. Like, if it's second day's Purim, so the first day's is not, well, Taiv Leib Mishtatan, just make a party first day's also. What? Yes, make a party. Always good. Daniel, what's happening? What's going on? So the vart would be, the vart you'd have to say, Daniel, is a suffix party is l'chumra. Normally, like suffix to Rabbanu l'kula, but Taiv Leib Mishtatan, a good heart always parties. Yeah. If you're very like dry, then you're like, give that halachic. Halacha's alive. It means something. It's saying something. I would like to explain.
You're saying that all the other mitzvahs are like,
Yeah. Thank you, fam. Yeah, you asked that well. So what's Elio says, Kirsch, what's going on? Other mitzvahs like aren't like Taiv Leib.
Those are the ones on Purim.
What's going on here? Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, that you should make a party on the first days. What's happening? I thought Purim's the second Adar, not the first Adar. So I'd like to give you a varma pshat of the true pshat, but I want to express, Shulchan Aruch ends with these words, good people party. You learn the whole sefer. For many, many years, and I finally cured it, when Reb Nachman saved my life. I actually say people's life, because many years, I was a terrible ender of speeches. Terrible. Maybe the worst I know. You know, you ever had, I don't know what's happening right here where you're speaking and you can't get out of your speech. Well, so mazel, like you don't know what to do. Mazel tov like saves our life sometimes. You just don't know how to end. Like you're stuck up there. And like sometimes you're just like, so, you're like, I'm done. Like, please cheer now. Like you don't know how to stop. Like you're up there and you're just like stuck in the speech. I see from the laughs that it's either happened to you or Nebuch, you had one of my speeches and you were caught. But I've been stuck at speeches and you're like dancing for a while trying to get out of the speech and stuck and the crowd is hoping you can find a way to extricate yourself from this mess. But you're just stuck in a speech. If you get stuck in a trip, you can get stuck in a speech. I'm not sure how you had to get stuck. But anyway, the bottom line is you're stuck in a speech. You're just like stuck there, you know, and you can't get out of it. It's very, very tragic. And the whole crowd is like, it's very tense for the speaker, for the listeners. You're stuck in a speech. So what I used to do is I give an awkward bracha. And everybody should have seen Mashiach Meherbi. Like some bracha that was like awkward, uncomfortable, no sheiches. That's what I did for many, many years. To the point that a guy in yeshiva asked AI to do a Kalish speech. And I wanted to kill the machine. It had my awkward bracha at the end. They nailed it. They gave, and so I think it's Mati even said the in there. Like, it had the awkward bracha, like so everybody should really, like, do well. Like, it had my awkward, I kid you not, AI nailed me, as they're wont to do. And they, like, had the awkward bracha at the end. I never understood, an ending has to contain the whole thing. Shabbos Shalashuddis is magical, because it contains the whole Shabbos. The end contains the whole thing. On davening, by Friday night, you call Shabbos feminine. The Anuchu Ba, Shabbos is feminine. Typically, there are three parts. Shabbos has three parts. The three parts, the part one is the receiving gifts, receiving. That's part one. Part two is our obligation. It's really in everybody's own development, has three parts, their development. Everybody in their own development receives, as a youngster, receives. That's the step one. Then you get responsibilities and obligations. Mandate, a mission, is step two. And then the third part is after a person receives their independence. Dependence, independence is interdependence, is we learn to share with other people. That's the third part. That's like the shleimus of the person. They first receive dependence, then an independence is your mandate, your mission, and interdependence is to help somebody else and give, and all of that have that in our own life. It has to do with Shabbos has the three parts. Friday night is to receive, is Zeche L'Maaseh Breishis, is creation world where you're a receiver, you're dependent. Shabbos morning, what else happened on Shabbos? Kabbalah Satira. You now have a mandate, you have independence, you have a mission. And then Mincha is the Shleimus, the person who's received, the person who has a mandate. Now, that's why at night you say Ba Feminine. Feminine is when you're receiving. In the morning, you say V'yanuchu bai, male, because now you have the possibility of giving Kabbal Satar, your mandate, your independence. Bum is the full shleimus. Is the shleimus you've received. You also have a mandate. Now you're charged and empowered to help others in that process. That's the shleimus of the thing. That's everybody's journey in their life.
Whoa.
Everybody's journey in their life are those three stages. Yeah, that happens to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos.
Okay.
Pesach is the chesed Hashem we receive. Shavuos is the mandate. And Sukkos is Asif. Zman Asif Lekol is when a person shares their bounty with others. But that's the three stages of life. The Kitzur Advarim is the end contains the whole thing.
Hello.
The end contains, that's why you say bum by mincha.
So
the bottom line is, Chevra,
down,
the bottom line is...
Slow down,
bro. The bottom
Need
line
warm
is...
warm song. Rub.
The bottom line is the end of a speech should have the whole thing. Now, there is a certain style. I've seen people do this. I
so
don't
let's
love it. Let's review. I don't love it because that's like, is that the speaker's job? That's your job. But I get why they're doing it. They understand
like
that the end, no, they're stuck, but they're saying the end should contain the whole thing, so let's review. But that's not sophisticated. I find that people do it. I actually don't love it because I do that on my own. I'll review. I don't need you to review it. So I'm not knocking. They were yoyered that the end should have the whole thing. Say, hey, let's review. I think it's a mistake. Mandy, I think it's a shtickle. I'm not, people do it. They want everybody to remember their speeches. Wonderful. I think this, you know, it's like when people in music, you're supposed to hint at things. You're not supposed to, it's not artistic to like say it all out. And the more sophisticated song hints at things. That's just, so the ending contains the whole thing. You don't speak everything else at what you do better the second time than the first.
You forgot because
so,
I got so deep.
So I just did again. Yeah. Like, I just did the whole thing. Maybe if it's quicker. But in a way, you just did the speech again. So I heard the first. If I want, I'll listen to it again. I'll get the tape, the recording of the shiur if I want it. So repeating the whole thing, you're coming from a good place. That the end, who do you know what I mean? When people say, in summation, and they repeat the whole speech, they're saying the end should have the speech. So here goes. Maybe say the speech a third time. Now you ended the second one, say it again. Like, you can keep going forever. It's a misunderstanding. I don't mind. Don't judge anybody who repeats the speech. Just know they're going to hear the speech twice. You don't have to listen to the first. I just like the guy who does that. I'll just listen to the second time. But anyway, What really is supposed to happen, and when I started chapping, and this, now I give a bracha at the end, but I give a totally different bracha. Reb Nachman says, because he wants the end to contain the whole thing, so he does the whole thing again.
Okay,
yeah, okay, so do it again at the end of that. The word is like this. Reb Nachman says that all your learning should become a prayer. Now, it's so deep, I think that's so cool. Because whatever you're learning, something new was uncovered, it becomes your new dream. You found something, you hope to something. He says all your Torah should end with a prayer. I know what he means. You've discovered a new understanding of Hashem, of MS, and it becomes a new dream in your life, for you and for others. So a bracha at the end of the speech is, where did this speech bring you? The bracha is so deep, Yehuda, it's no longer like a trick out of the speech. After we're done, chevru, we should always, I have a new dream in my life, for me and for you. And the bracha is a prayer, is a blessing and a prayer. And it's like, so that's the whole speech. Whatever you said, but what's your new dream? What's your hope now? Where are you at? What changed in you? It's so cool that the end of a Seder should have a prayer at the end. The experience like brought out a new me. It touched me and brought out a new dream, a new hope, a new idea, a new... So Reb Nachman says that all your learning should end in a prayer. Now a bracha at the end of the speech is I try to give over the whole speech, but not with the speech. You say the speech again, and I just said it a second. You could have listened to the first one, just ignore the first time. I want the ending to be, so where did it bring me? So everybody, the bracha means that I've gotten somewhere. It's my own prayer for me and for you. That's the prayer. So all of a sudden, it's no awkward Yehuda. I'm no longer... I like Rev Ezi. He would unknowingly has called me out. I'll tell you why. His answer, like a geshmaka mix. I'm giving the brach. You say, man, I'm like scared. I wasn't even... I was just trying to get out of his speech. Amen. I could just say thank you. Good speech. So he's saying... I thought he was saying amen to the speech. He's so earnest, he like listened to the bracha. I wasn't even, I said a bracha. Like, I only knew I said a bracha half the time, because I'd give like a fest amen. Now, everybody else like chapped, I was a little stuck. And Ebezi was so sincere, he was like, just amen, you said a bracha. He like, thank you for the blessing. Lemaisa, now, what I've learned to do is I actually want the brachas, I captured what I learned, uh-huh. What matters to me. And the hope is a prayer. It actually is the whole speech. It's probably the ikar. If you only heard the bracha, you could almost have what we learned. So that's, the end has the whole thing. And an end is supposed to contain the whole, that's how endings are, it's what makes it an ending. The last night of the year in Durham is like the craziest, and the guys have asked me, why not do it a different night? Because it's over, because that's the end. The end has the whole year, the honesty, the friendship, it contains the year. The last night here, we dropped the mic and we all run. And I love that we started last year, and no graduation asking. Now it's just, it ends that guys share. There's an honesty and a friendship and a trust of each other. It contains the whole year. That's like the most delightful ending. That was the year. Friendship, trust, honesty. And we just like, we sum up the year and then we all like, we depart on that summary of the year of honesty and friendship. Ends are supposed to contain the whole thing. That's how endings are. Shabbos Mincha is supposed to contain the entire things. I was very excited that one of the chevra told me some chassidus sings Ka'echsev by Shalashudas. Is that true, guys? I actually like that. Which one? Well, guys said that. Guys said Chassidim sing Ka'echsev by Shalashudas. I actually get it. But you did Nefesh. You did Nefesh says it all. And it contains the whole Zach. That's a good ending. Has the whole thing. What?
Baruch Kalayim, no?
Also. They do Baruch Kalayim by Shalashudas?
I've seen.
Really? I didn't know that. It could be they do all the Shabbos, which would make sense. Now, except maybe they're that type. It's an in summation, and they do the whole dance of Zach. So they sing Kari by Baruch Kalayim. I hear. That guy who repeats his whole speech, so probably does all the songs. A guy like me tries, I'm not against it, repeat the speech. It's not a good chazara. Why you don't have to get the tape for the speech. You're just all, I'm going to do it. If Evesi keeps insisting, I'm going to say, oh, I don't know how long, you think I go a long time, I'm guilty of repeating already. At the end, do I repeat in my repeatings? I have to figure all that out. But Kitzer, that an end is supposed to contain the whole thing, and the end of Shulchan Aruch. The end of Shulchan Aruch, Archayim.
Oh, that's how we got
here. Yeah, we got here. Yehuda, I think we long forgot. Like, where are we coming from? Where were we going? I'm saying that in Archayim, the whole Archayim ends with Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. Good-hearted people party. Why is that like the ending? And endings are like deep. Endings say something. There's a lot of Torah. The Torah ends La'ini Kol Yisroel. The whole Chumash. And there's Torah. Why is that the end of Chumash? Yeah, it's the end of Aruch Chaim. There's probably not coincidences. It what ends Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch and day-to-day living ends with Toiv Lev, good-hearted people, Mishta Tamid, always party. So I would like to share a pshat with the Chevra that I think is just probably pretty true, and I'd like to share with the guys. There's a tremendous oddity that on Purim we don't say Hallel. I want to say two things about Purim. One is Purim is considered the yomtiv of Asid Lava. It's the eternal yomtiv. It says all yom tovim are going to be batal except Purim. All Megillas Asidim Livatal except Megillas Esther. There's something about Purim that's considered a yomtiv of eternity. There's something unique about Purim that it's the eternal chag. What is that? And it says on Purim we don't say Hallel. Bizarrely, Chanukah Hallel. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Hallel, Purim no Hallel. The Gemara asks it, where's the Hallel? Great ending, great nay, say Hallel. Says the Gemara, Kriyasa Zui Lula, the Megillah is the Hallel. Very bizarre, say Hallel. We're a place we love a good Hallel. Say Hallel, like belt out a beautiful Hallel. No, we read the Megillah instead of Hallel. Anybody hears that one teretz, the Gemara Kriyasa Zui Lula, reading Megillas Hallel, asks themselves what's happening. And the way I understand it is Purim teaches us the lesson of Purim, and the Yesod of Purim is all the details of the story Hashem was working with us. The Megillah does not just celebrate the miracle. Hallel celebrates the great miracles. That's what Hallel does. It celebrates the miracles. The Purim story is the recognition that God was working with us the whole time. Even all the bad things and difficult things, he was working with us. And he was taking us. We're normally not privy. Where was he taking us? That's why it's the Chag of Asid Lavay. In this world, we celebrate the successes and we cry the bad parts. On Purim, amazingly, and we certainly are, we cry and feel, but Purim, and it's the last chag, Purim goes right into the Geula. The step, and Saimich Geula is we supposed, as it's supposed, the reason we wait for Adar Shein is we want to connect Purim right into the Geula. The last step of Gullus is the chap that Hashem was working with me the whole time. And when you get there, then it's just Geula. We see Hashem straight. No more Hester Panim. The last step of Gullus is he was working with me the whole time. This complicated, difficult state, don't you dare say this without crying. Don't you dare. In your own lives, in our own lives, hey, Hashem's working with me. You know, you better cry. You lose the hafter, it stinks. And worse things and difficult things. Feel what's happening. This is not an excuse. If you don't feel Hashem was working with us means, because we're human, we grieve. If it's an excuse to shut down, that's an avera, that's a chet. I'm talking about somebody who experiences their experience, doesn't ignore reality, doesn't just drink away. I'm talking about somebody who feels and is in pain, sar. But a deep place, I spoke to the Goldman's children, and one of the children expressed in their own song tremendous pain and a tremendous sense of recognition Hashem's working with us. But amidst crying and brutal tsar, but Hashem's working with us. And Purim is that deep hakara that the whole time Hashem was bringing us someplace. That's the Purim is. So listen to this. That's why we don't read Hallel. I'm sorry? That's the whole essence of Purim, is that which was hidden. It's being Megala the Hester. Hester is that which is hidden. That's like the final beat against Amalek. Amalek's whole claim is that Hashem, they throw up the Arlis Alev, Hashem's not here. So the final, that's like the final falling of Amalek. Hashem was here the whole time. He's here the whole time. Chanukah is like the Ur in the darkness, but there's darkness. And the darkness allows for some light. Purim, it was all light. Like Yehud Maisaira, there was only light. There was no, the whole thing was just Hashem working with us and bringing us place, the whole Zach. That's like, that's the essence of Purim. That's when Amalek's done. Amalek, which says Hashem can't be amongst us. Not only could he show up, could there be light? He was here the whole time. It all was him. That's the art of Purim. The Kitzur Advarim is Chevra, is I want to say, Huri, that we have a suffix. Hey, is it Purim now? So no, lalocha, next month's Purim. Throw a party. I want to say that the mere mention of Purim, when we had a suffix, was the first day's Purim. Say, no, it's not. The mere mention of Purim says make a party. Because the whole thing Purim teaches us, hey, it's not Purim. Now we're in the middle of a bad matzah. No, don't make anything. I was thinking Thursday night we had a party. What do you mean? We're in the middle of terrible things. The mere mention of Purim, you make a party. That's what it means, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamin. The Taiv Lev is always partying. The Taiv Lev is the person of tremendous patience, tremendous understanding, and understands that deep down Hashem's working with me. It hurts, it's painful. And Taiv Lev Mishta. So the mere mention of Purim makes you make a party on a day that's not Purim. I don't need the Yeshua. So it wasn't now. It's not now party. The mere mention of Purim sheds light on any day and any tkufa and anything. So Safek Purim, you make a Purim. You hear the word, you can hear it in Tisha B'Av, you just throw, somebody says the word Purim, like you start, like you hudim my son, right away, the mere mention of this. Yesterday, I'll share this with the Chevron, there was something deeply touching. In Yeshiva, we only sing Al Zeh on Tisha B'Av, sad song on Tisha B'Av and Dani and Eli's Yartzei. It's a sad song. It's meant for, we don't just let every kumzit start like hacking songs. It has to be appropriate. And we sing it then. At Usher's, it was a house dedicated. We sang a sad Al Zeh. We sang there. It was very touching. Right after Al Zeh, Nafti came in a chusin, came in with his kala, and the place erupted. Now the way it was like we were people were very emotional. We're thinking about a departed chaver, and then a friend who's a chusin came in, and we went like from extreme to extreme. But I was thinking about this thing that Purim sheds light on things that Hashem's working with us. He's bringing us places. And the difficult things, I just felt that a yid's capable in dark place and difficult places to belt out a song. I've had a certain like feeling since Simchas Torah. I love at gatherings singing the songs Hashias Hamecha, which is a song of pain. Save us, Hashem. We're in a bad matzah. It's a song of pain. Hashias Hamecha, it's lifting up, it's uplifting, but it speaks about a nation who needs Yeshuas. Urein benaseh madon. To be urein means pasture them. Urein benaseh means raise them up, and urein means pasture us, Hashem. We're your sheep. Give us, take care of us. Urein, pasture us, take care of us. Benaseh and raise us up. And we're begging for Klai Yisrael. We need help, Hashem. I love singing Hashias Hamecha and Ashrei Ham. And it's like funny. Hashias Hamecha is like we're begging, we're hurting. Ashrei Ham is works. And I like both. Because we're capable of both. Like we're sophisticated people. We can cry, feel, and we're also capable, like, to know in the same vein, to know Hashem's working with us. Ashram, we're fortunate people. I like that we were singing Al Zeh, and then we like jumped into Yisho, and we're capable, really capable. I think sophisticated people are capable of carrying like range of emotions. It's interesting. A youngster feels one thing and one thing only. He asks him how his speech was. He says, long. A sophisticated person says it was long and very informative. How is davening, a youngster? Ugh, so long. An old person was very beautiful, a little long. Like a range. But much deeper, that's not opposites. You get even deeper, how you doing? Very happy, a little sad. Like, you're really capable of that. Somebody expressing, one of the most sophisticated guys, Hootie Kalish, expressed after the Hafter games that there's a place in me that I'm very happy, but I'm also sad. Sophisticated can carry, I have Rayas from Shas. Every true thing's in Shas. That rise, the Gemara speaks about it. That case is, you make at once a Baruch Dayan Emes and a Shechayanu. We're capable of like range. We have big places inside of us. We're actually capable of like a huge depth of emotion. We're actually very capable of it. So it's interesting. I saw it. My wife used to speak about it with the guys when we went through Eli and Danny in yeshiva. We'd have times we were crying as a whole yeshiva, I promise. Place was like openly bawling. Then Yitzhubovsky like made a joke and everybody started laughing. And my wife couldn't believe it. And we were capable. Our cry was real. Our laughter was real. We were capable of like this profound range because we're being honest. We're being where we are, and we were capable of like this range. We just have different places inside of us. We're capable of bringing all our parts and all the aspects of ourselves. We're capable of getting in touch with. So I wanted to share this Tov. I love that Shulchan Aruch ends that Tov Leib Mishnah Tamid. It's not from a place of not feeling all the nuances of our life. Almost you have the whole Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch has the good days, the hard days, and everything in between. And then it ends, Tov Leib Mishnah Tamid. You know the deepest place is a certain recognition. Hashem's working with me. So through all the journeys, it's like the great ending. It's so sophisticated. An end to all the halacha. You want to know like the end of, there's a whole journey of taniyos, fast days and prayers that are happy and prayers that are begging and prayers. All different stuff. Tov Leib Mishnah Tamid. The deepest, Kod Yontif, Kod Shabbos, L'chaim. The deepest place of a yid is that he just mentions the word Purim. And he makes a party. Tov Leib Mishnah Tamid. The deepest place is deeper than all the different emotions. Hashem's, he's doing good things to me. He's bringing me to the right place. I was upset. I asked myself, why did Hashem, how did he let us lose that game? I'm very upset. I don't know the answer. And I didn't say this for days, but I know he's working with us. He's working with us. He's bringing us places. We have deeper things that could upset us and all different things that could upset us. Tov Leib Mishnah Tamid. At the deepest place is the awareness that the mere mention of Purim, a yid l'chaim, makes a party. Amazing. So I say to the Olam l'chaim.
Now let's review. Let's review the whole speech.
We just reviewed it.
What a review, Ron. Wow.
Johnny, you were amazing over Shabbos. Wow.